I'm gonna. Do you want some coke?
Hmm.
I'd say I got harassed pretty much most of the time I was in the capital.
That doesn't sound like harassment to me. That
Did
sounds like a business opportunity, Aaron.
I miss out?
Sometimes it's heroin, sometimes it's ketamine.
But it'll never be coke.
Hello, I'm Ben, and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, and experiences, and anything in between. Joined with Katie and Aaron in this, our Quarter Life Quandary.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
It's been a while.
It's been fucking ages.
It has been a considerable amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Just fine. We got lives, stuff to do.
But like, I don't know, it feels like it's been about 2 weeks and it's been 3 months, like, have gone past, like, everything's just going so quickly. It's August, I'm not prepared.
It's crazy. It's crazy how fast it's gone.
Basically, we took an early summer podcast summer holiday. That being the right way of phrasing that, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
It just kind of freaks me out. I looked at like my next available weekend when someone was like, "Hey, do you want to go get food?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." The first weekend of October, cool. I know that's a normal amount of time to plan things in ahead, but it just feels like ages away, and it's not at all.
Oh, it's really not. It's really not far away at all.
Mm. Way too many plans, none of which I want to do. That's a lie. I want to do them in theory, but when it comes to like half an hour before the event, I just immediately don't want to do it anymore.
So what's been going on in your busy life, Ben?
Just work, really, and yeah, that's about it.
Are you still on the same big old project?
Yes, I am. I'm still constructing a Liddles.
Live a little.
Live a little.
Oh, is that the one with the big office near it?
No.
No? Do you know the one I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, because that one's already built. I just thought you'd be working on the accompanying building.
No, I'm working on some massive warehouse. And it's literally the whole site is about a mile long.
Wow. That's kind of similar to the one that I'm thinking of. I think the one that I'm thinking of is a bit smaller, maybe.
Yeah.
I done the sad thing of bringing up Ben when I was speaking to him. Well, when I was speaking to Ben one day as I was driving, I was like, "Oh, I think I'm driving past. Ben, see if you can hear me." Beep.
And I could hear him. And I could also see him.
Oh.
In his gay little van.
Look, it was only little because, you know, you were pretty much half a mile away. Quarter little. Mile away.
It was cold, that's why.
It's pronounced little.
It shrivels in the cold. Like all good things.
I was driving past the Lidl that I thought you were talking about, and someone tried to fucking run us off the road the other day. And I'm not like a physical confrontation-y person, but me and the driver of the car both agreed that given the opportunity, we'd have fucking swung for this guy.
Wow.
We were like joining after a roundabout on a dual carriageway, and we were on the right-hand side because there was a big fuck-off horse box coming on the left-hand side. So we gave it a wide berth and just joined in the right-hand lane, and then we're going to join into the left in front of it. But there was just too many cars. There was no gap to join back over into the left. So waiting for a gap, guy behind us, literally bumper to bumper to the point that you wouldn't have had to like brake test him. You'd have literally just had to like ease off the gas a little bit. And he decided to undertake where there was no room, regret it, and then while parallel to us, join our lane again and nearly run us off the road. We had to nearly like hit the reservation on the outside.
That sounds terrifying. Just people are dickheads. Don't know how to drive.
I on off for like the next 20 odd minutes, fuming.
Well, I have a situation where I can use this quote really, really well. I have good news, everyone.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, damn it.
Congratulations, without already hearing it.
Yeah, well...
Usually that follows with news.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, waiting for you guys to go, what's the news, Aaron? And I'll be like, well, guys, you know, it's kind of how we lead into normal conversation, but, you know, a bit back and forth. But...
I'm trying very hard not to say something really horrible and sarcastic.
Me too.
This is the best you're going to get, Aaron.
Mine was going to be references aren't jokes. Please.
I passed my test.
Oh yeah, congrats.
So
I forgot HIV negative.
Excellent.
Finally.
Well, you've got to keep a positive outlook.
So what is this like, what can you do now?
It's just ECS test, so
basically, and for everyone that doesn't know what that acronym means?
Electrical...
Didn't you just pass this?
Certification scheme.
It basically means you can go onto construction sites now.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I've done it probably about 4 or 5 times, but yeah, just had to do it again. I always get really anxious about tests, because the last time I had a big influx of tests was probably what, high school? No. When I was in college doing electrical.
What was the question that threw you off?
Ooh. What does CDM stand for?
Katie, any ideas?
I feel like I need context. Is it just about construction sites?
Yes.
Yeah.
Critical danger management?
No.
Uh-uh. It was a good guess.
Yeah.
Is it something management?
Yeah.
Construction something management.
What do you do before you build something?
Construction design management.
Wee.
Why did you need to do that for an exam? What?
It's just one of the weird acronyms that they just chuck at you. So
it's very important.
But like in Aaron's job?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, if he hasn't got a design, he shouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be slinging in anywhere.
This part of the building gets a smokehead. That part of the building gets a smokehead. That one over there gets a cool point. Yeah, it's all... The regulations are so, so anal as well. But, hey-ho. That's what brings home the bacon, both, you know, metaphorically
It's also a part of this, there's construction design, there's construction management things where if he goes and does a job on his own, if it hits a certain amount of time, then he has to notify the local authority that the job's running. And it could be Aaron that actually runs the job. You don't have to be a builder to run a job.
May God have mercy on us all.
Sounds tedious.
It is a bit.
Yeah. And then prior to that, we had a lovely toolbox talk about the dangers and implications of silica dust for a good 20 minutes to half an hour.
To be fair, that's important.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it just sort of opens your eyes to something else that you might potentially die from years down the line that you've been exposed to for the last, like, 15 years.
Well, that kind of raises the other question that was in my head of, is this the first time in your career that you've done this test?
No, it's silica dust has only started getting more limelight in the last.
I meant the whole test. Have you just been like freeballing this job?
No, not in the slightest.
I was curious.
As I said, I've already done it about 4 or 5 times.
Oh, I must have missed that. Sorry.
How many years before you resit, Ben? Is it 3 years?
It's meant to be 3. The card, this was the thing, the card lasts 5, and you're meant to do it every 2 or 3 years, but, yeah, it doesn't really work, because people just didn't do it for 5 years.
Until the card expires, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, fun times indeed. So, yeah, that's the highlight of my recent life so far. Oh, actually, no. I think I've got plenty of other exciting stories. Can't remember, last time I'd done a podcast, had I gone on holiday?
Potentially.
I think so, yes. But you hadn't been on since. I think you was away on holiday.
Didn't you just like bail out of the last one?
Yeah, he wasn't here.
Yeah.
We did one in June.
Yeah, and I think you call it bailing out when I wasn't even in the same country.
This wasn't. No, there was one after you were on holiday.
Nah.
There very much was, because I remember me being on holiday and you going, yeah, she's literally not in the country. And Ben was like, no one tells me anything.
I don't think me and Ben actually recorded, maybe.
I think we did.
Fuck.
Yeah,
well, this just opens my eyes to my short-term memory loss, long-term memory loss? Memory loss. Let's just go.
So we did one in April. We did one in June. So we're basically we're bi-monthly now.
What date was it in June?
I don't know. I know I posted it in June, so it would probably have been the second week.
In that case, I was probably away. Let's have a look. let's Google our own podcast and see when we actually uploaded the last episode.
Yeah, is it on my goddamn birthday?
I don't know. I don't know when your birthday is.
Oh no, I just got a message on my birthday saying, when do you want to record?
19th of June, so yes, I was away.
Oh.
That sounds very much like a you and Ben. Where's, yeah, there we go. One of the taglines is, where's Big A? So yeah, I was living the vida loca in another country with my significant other.
I haven't just got a plane and pissed off in the longest time. Obviously because of COVID, but
I mean,
you went to Ibiza.
Yeah, but that's not just spontaneously booking a flight to somewhere an hour away.
Okay. I haven't been abroad since fuck knows when. 2019. Went to Prague, and that was so long ago.
See, yeah. I keep looking for cheap flights because the Denmark flight path was like £5 each way that I used to use. And considering how long it takes me to get to the airport, it was easier than most travel in this country. Like a £10 return trip and a £16 a night room.
You can't go wrong with that.
Exactly. Great time. But those flights just don't seem to exist anymore, post-COVID.
It's because everyone's trying to get away regardless of where.
Absolutely.
So, Ben, do you want to bring up your reference topic?
It's not actually mine. It's Katie's.
Oh, jeez.
On the last time we were talking, and I've put this at the top of my to-do list, we were talking about, I can't remember what the last thing we were talking about. We were talking about really horrible stuff. I think we'd finished the recording, and then you started telling me about the 83 day dude.
That's when the good shit comes out.
Yeah, we stopped recording. Oh, we were talking about the Buzz Lightyears and bums.
We were talking about Buzz Lightyears and bums and light bulbs and things.
Yeah. I've just posted a link in the chat.
So. I don't like that followed the bum thing.
Well, you know what happens. After the bum thing, it's when things get serious.
Ooh.
Hint, Aaron, if you want to get married.
What? Sorry, I literally just zoned out for a good, 10 seconds there. What was that about marriage?
I was making a bum anal reference.
Ah, fair enough. Is there something about giving my ring so I get another ring back or something?
Okay, yes.
The bookiest website that has just absolutely crashed my browser. But this looks terrifying. Let me try and reload it.
Do you want me to read it out?
Be my guest.
I am going to horrendously butcher this poor man's name.
I know how you're going to say it as well.
Full disclosure, I am not Japanese and probably dyslexic. When Hishashi Uchi.
Oh, you didn't do it. There we go.
I was going to say Ouchi, but it's Uchi.
I mean, that would be kind of ironic given the rest of the
story. It would.
Oh, how do I. This is why I hate using laptops. Why can't I just...
A man in Japan suffered history's worst radiation burns. Then doctors kept him alive for 83 excruciating days against his will. Jesus.
A poor man from Japan.
Why are you making it sound like it's a rhyme?
That did rhyme.
Did rhyme, and that was the one thing I picked up when Katie said about it. But yeah, reading through it, yeah, he was exposed to the highest level of radiation of any human in history. He worked in a nuclear power plant.
He had almost zero white blood cells and no immune system. Oh, and was crying blood as his skin melted.
Okay, I've gone to a pronunciation site, and it is Hisashi Ouchi.
Oh no!
No, I can't. That's not funny.
Also, just a heads up for anybody else that is really interested in Marvel films. Yeah, he was over flooded with gamma rays. So yeah. Don't go playing with gamma rays. They're not as good as what you think they might be.
How would the average person go about just playing with gamma rays?
I mean, microwave?
Putting your dick in a microwave.
There you go, see?
That's microwaves, but, you know, close enough.
Yeah.
I think the closest you can get is collecting loads of smoke alarms and making your own little... is it Americanium?
Oh, no. So, you know, I'm going to weigh in
as the expert on the subject.
As the expert on the knowledge. They haven't used that radioactive isotope in smoke sensors or fire sensors in quite a few years. There's still obviously tons of them knocking around, but most of the smoke/heat sensors nowadays are optical.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. They don't have those little radioactive isotopes in them anymore. But, yeah, they used to be a headache to be able to actually dispose of. So, fun times indeed. There you go. That's quite an obscure fact that you knew of, Ben. I'll give you credit for that in my field of work.
I know some things.
Dumb shit like this floating around Ben's brain is... the entire reason for this podcast.
Did you read on the Hisashi Ouchi?
Yeah, but I got slightly distracted with researching where humans are exposed to gamma radiation throughout life, and
He regularly upgraded from
Bath. So, blah, 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 blah. The three men were untrained in the process and mixed materials by hand and accidentally poured seven times the amount of uranium into an improper tank. Elchi standing directly over the vessel as gamma rays flooded the room. While the plant and local villagers were evacuated, Elchi's unprecedented ordeal had begun. Kept in a special radiation ward to protect him from the hospital-borne pathogens, Hisashi Elchi leaked fluid and cried for his mother. He regularly flatlined from heart attacks, only to be revived at the insistence of his family. His only escape would be a final cardiac arrest 83 long days later.
That is
He worked at the Toka Amora nuclear power plant. Jesus, they're really starting from the beginning with this.
I got a couple of paragraphs down and they're just giving you the whole man's life story.
I mean, the only thing I'll say is, how easy was it for him to be untrained and for the plant supervisor to just go, hey, don't fill that up with uranium. Come on, all three of you. Crack on.
I didn't hear a word of
what you said. No, it sounded like you were running past an open car.
Apologies. No, I was just saying how no due diligence in that plan at all. Like, oh yeah, three untrained guys that were just given access to uranium to fill up a container.
Well, I'm actually at this part now. So the plant converted uranium hexafluoride into enriched uranium for nuclear energy processes. This was typically done with a careful multi-step process that involved mixing several elements in a carefully timed sequence. In 1999, officials had begun to experiment to see if skipping some of these steps could make the process faster, but it had caused them to miss a deadline for generating fuel. So at 10 a.m. on September 30th, Hisashi Elchi and his 29-year-old peer and their 54-year-old supervisor...
No. Who was the peer?
Masto Shinohara and supervisor Yukata Yokokawa. I think I did all right there.
Yeah, I'll give you that, Ben.
Yep. There were some syllables there. The wrong way round, but they were there.
But you don't pronounce all of them.
No, but it's definitely Yukata, not Yukata.
Yeah, well...
Let him have it. Ben, I'm proud of you. You tried.
I'm proud of you. I'm not proud of you for originally just pretending those names weren't in the article.
But this is how I read. I'm like, I will go back to that word and search it, and then I never do.
Oh, have you seen... sorry to just go on a tangent, but have you seen Bionic Reading?
What?
Is this like... Right, I'm gonna find yeah, go on. You're going to have to explain it.
I don't know if you struggle with reading in the same way that I do, but I am going to send you two pieces of text.
Okay.
If I can get it to work.
Whilst you're doing that, but none of them had any idea what they were doing. Instead of using automatic pumps to mix 3.3 pounds of enriched uranium with nitric acid in a designating vessel, they used their hands. they poured it into steel buckets.
That's ridiculous.
The room exploded with a blue flash after the uranium reached critical mass. That confirmed that a nuclear chain reaction had occurred and was releasing lethal emissions of radiation.
That's definitely crazy. A Homer Simpson-esque uranium rod.
So did they just keep him alive because his family didn't want to like lose him or whatever?
It seems, yeah.
That's messed up. Like, I get it, but it's kind of messed up.
So, exposure to more than 7 sieverts of radiation is considered fatal. The supervisor was exposed to 3 and was the only one to survive. Masato Shinohara was exposed to 10, while Hisashi Elchi, who stood directly over the steel bucket, was exposed to 17.
Christ.
He was exposed to the most radiation that any human being had ever suffered. He would have been in immediate pain and couldn't breathe, and by the time he arrived at hospital, he had already vomited violently and fallen unconscious. Radiation burns covered his entire body, and his eyes were leaking blood. Fucking so metal.
Isn't it?
He basically lost all of his immune response and white blood cells.
Yeah, by the sounds of it, he was just a big pile of gelatinous goo and bones.
His first week in intensive care involved countless skin grafts, blood transfusion, cell transplant specialist suggested a revolutionary approach that had never been tried on radiation victims before. Stem cells. These would rapidly reduce his ability to generate new blood. Bom, bom, bom. Photographs of his chromosomes show them completely decimated.
Jeez. I suppose, in a roundabout way of looking at it, that at least he helped contribute to studies of radiation poisoning.
Well, this is an interesting rebuttal. "I can't take it anymore," cried Ouchie. "I am not a guinea pig."
He's not a guinea pig.
Doctors continued to experiment treatments such as his skin began to melt from his body. On his 59th day in hospital, he had a heart attack, and his family agreed that he should be resuscitated in case of death. So doctors revived him. He would eventually have 3 heart attacks in 1 hour.
Poor guy.
His brain damage increasing every time he died. Ouchie's fate had long been sealed, and it was only a merciful final cardiac arrest due to multi-organ failure. They released him from his pain.
Oh, brief debate. Sandy from Greece just died. Anyway. Olivia Newton-John just died.
Why? This is a Mandela effect. I'm sure she died ages ago.
No.
Well, about 15 minutes ago. Time is relative. Oh, sorry, I found the thing. Right, so this is just a normal bit of text.
Hold on. You know the supervisor who survived?
Yeah.
He faced criminal charge of negligence.
Good. And that's it.
Good. I'm sure Japan has the equivalent of the Health and Safety at Work Act, Ben.
No, but could
1974.
But could you imagine you just get out of hospital from almost dying, well, nearly dying, potentially going to die, and then you get hit with that?
I mean, to be fair, the Japanese are savage when it comes to stuff like that.
This didn't even tell you the worst bit that Katie told me about.
What bit did I tell you about? I have the worst memory.
Right at the end, when they did the autopsy.
No.
Remember that bit?
This. Nope.
Oh, I'm trying to find it in text because I'm just not going to do it justice. Oh, there's a fucking picture of it. Whoa. No, a different one.
Oh, is it where he just like liquefied?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you this picture because that is grim. Looks like something someone would make in high school.
Ooh.
How did they think keeping this human alive was the way to go?
Yeah, again, you didn't explain it, but basically... Because he was just being kept alive by the staff, his internal organs had started to decay. So
he's basically just rotting by the sounds of it.
Yep.
That's horrific. Interesting, but horrific.
Hmm. As a whole,
my topic
book
is way more mundane.
Mm. Okay.
No, like, I don't know if anything can follow that. Or liquefied man.
So you sent this reading as before thing?
Yes, I did. That's just sort of like a normal snippet of text.
Yeah.
And this, like, I don't know, when I read it, I didn't have to reread any words. I didn't have to pause.
Is this to do with the change of, like, font and spacing and stuff like that that is supposed to optimize reading or something? Like,
well, that? It was a Swiss developer who'd spent 6 years trying to develop a typographical trick that would help people read more, like, quickly and efficiently. And it's for, like, you have to pay for it. You have to subscribe to, like, translate your apps and books into it. But it highlights a limited number of letters in a word and allows your brain to fill in the rest. So around half of the bionic text on the page is in bold, and it claims that it gives readers an advantage and facilitates the fast learning and knowledge expansion and provides a tool to read with less noise.
I mean, that does look more easy on the eye, just that.
It just, I could read it fluidly without getting distracted by the next line or having to reread a word to make sure it is what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I don't know, it blew my mind that I could read it like, I think, how you're meant to be able to read. Because I always feel myself getting distracted by the last line, the next line, or like, reading three sentences and having no memory of what I just read.
Have you ever heard of... that reminds me of Speeder. Have you ever seen Speeder?
No.
Basically, you chuck whatever you're reading into this app or website, and then it basically just throws each word to you singly. So it flashes up in front of you, so you haven't got a chance for your inner monologue to talk. You just see the words.
Oh, I 100% need that. I need that a lot. What was it called?
It's in a group.
Thank you.
Speeder.com. Yeah, I've seen that bionic reading before, and they also used a colour filter in a different study. See if the background colours can help you. I think it helps certain people to have like red or pink like background, so the words stand out differently.
I have just discovered that plugging my laptop in made you both louder.
No.
Didn't realise it was unplugged. I thought I was just unplugging my fan, and I feel really stupid now.
Yeah. You should feel stupid every day.
I do.
Oh, fun.
Like, I spend every day working the bare minimum to not get fired. Like, I feel stupid every day.
Oh, that's something I've done recently. I am a new guy.
Come on.
A new couple of guys came onto site. And then come up to us and said, "Oh, it's really good, the money we're getting for our work." And everyone else was like, you're getting paid what? And he was like, "Oh, aren't you all getting paid this?" And he was like, "Yeah, of course we are." Obviously not. His guy's getting paid £2 more an hour than everyone else.
Huh.
So we had a bit of a chat on Thursday and said... something needs to happen with our wages, otherwise we're all walking. And, yeah, so my money's gone up by £2 an hour today.
Whee!
Yeah. Nice.
Which is always nice.
Especially at the minute.
Yeah.
When everything is crumbling to shit.
Oh, it's not going to... No, I'm not going to be making millions now, am I? But still.
Well, it's going to help towards October's bills.
I'll just say we go live in the woods.
Off grid all the way.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking do it.
Just gonna cut some trees down. Don't need gas. Just use that. Go old school.
I hate that it's basically a crime to do that.
Says who? If I cut down a tree and no one sees it, does it? Did it really happen?
Did it even make a sound? Did the Pope shit in the woods?
If I do a crime and no one saw it, was it really a crime?
I was going to say something there, and I completely just spaced on it. It was something about rich people paying for crime.
Rich people paying for crime.
Oh yeah, if the only consequence of a crime is a fine, it's not a crime, it's a price tag. Like, rich people can just pay to do crime.
Oh yeah, of course.
Hmm.
I don't care if they get a parking ticket, they're just... To be fair, some places in London, it's cheaper to have a parking ticket than it is to actually park.
Yeah.
And easier, considering that.
You've gone again. You sound like you're hiding under a blanket.
I'm not hiding under a blanket. I'm right here. I said, yeah, I agree with the London parking situation. Also considering the fact most of them in Kensington and Chelsea are only 2 hour bays. Try doing any amount of work in 2 hours by the time you've parked up and actually being able to walk to the site you're working on. Pointless.
That's why I won't travel into London anymore. It's boring.
Yeah, fuck that. Also, on a random note, do you know what the Cookie Monster's name is?
Charlie?
Go on, Katie.
Erwin.
You're close with, like, the oldie kind of names.
It felt Sid. Like an old man.
Yeah, Sid. Sid, yeah.
Oh.
Sid the Cookie Monster.
Speaking of things that are wrong despite the people who made them saying it's the case, have you seen the fucking Uno rules of how you can't, like, if you get a pickup two, you can't put down a pickup two to cancel out the pickup two and make the next person pick up four?
Yeah, I have heard that before.
It's doing the rounds again, and right. Uno is wrong.
Oh, didn't Uno chime in on Twitter?
Yeah, I've been seeing it everywhere. Like, I know it's their game, but they're incorrect.
I think that led on from the Pepsi tweet where they're like, you guys have been diluting Pepsi with water, right?
Well, do you remember the fucking Dasani water scandal?
The what?
Do you remember Dasani water? I'm going to find a picture of it because you'll remember it.
Dasani water.
Yeah, Google it.
Get on the old Google.
You'll see the brand labelling and you'll be like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Looked familiar. I don't remember seeing the blue bottles.
That's how they originally were. But yeah, it was basically Coca-Cola water. Coca-Cola decided to make water, and it was literally straight from the mains factory where it was bottled in Kent. It was tap water. It wasn't from like a spring or anything. It was just fucking tap water, and everyone kind of found out. And they Coca-Cola tried to defend it by saying it went through a highly sophisticated purification process, but like, weeks after the launch, 500,000 bottles were recalled because it was found to have excessive levels of bromate, which was like known to have links between causing cancer, and it was found to have 10 to 25 parts per billion. So they just had carcinogenic water, and it was also full of fucking salt as well to make people thirsty. Yeah.
Guarantee that water didn't get destroyed. It just got sent off to, fuck knows, Water Aid, something like that.
Yeah, it just, what was it? Everyone kept comparing it to the Only Fools and Horses episode where Del Boy bottles tap water, Peckham Spring Water, yeah. everyone was comparing it to that because it was literally just fucking tap water that had like cancer-causing chemicals and salt in it.
I mean, if anything, the Peckham spring water is probably healthier than the cancer-causing Coke
probably.
Water.
I love how shit hot you were on that episode, though. Like, you were like, "Yep, Peckham spring water."
I mean, you know, my weird Only Fools and Horse knowledge is unparalleled. Also, apparently as well, see, there's two conflicting things. One, I heard that Nicholas Lyndhurst sung the theme song. And then there was another one that said that he didn't. I'm trying to find evidence for either or.
I keep seeing people posting like, "Oh, the Mandela effect." And it's like the theme song with the wrong lyrics. Like, no, you're just playing a weird version of the theme song. This isn't a Mandela effect. You're just being stupid.
Yeah, they've rewrote it for the stage play, and it sounds really weird.
Oh.
Yeah, so the person who actually sung it was John Sullivan, who wrote Only Fools and Horses. Not Nicholas Lyndhurst, but a lot of people say he did.
Well, people keep, like, remembering the lyrics differently as well.
Got TVs, deep freeze, David Bowie, LPs.
What was that sound?
Try and guess, Ben. Try and guess. Go on.
Well, I know what you're singing, but it was the...
Complex, no VAT, no money back. No guarantee.
Black or white, richer or poor, will
prices. See, this is the bit that people keep thinking were different lyrics.
They'll have prices
at a score.
To a score?
To a score. But some people are saying we'll cut prices at a stroke.
What?
I used to think it was we'll cut prices to the floor. But I don't know, but that's like mistaken lyrics, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was like a score, as in like the quantity of money.
And what is a score?
20?
I'm looking it up.
20 is a score.
Is it? Yeah.
Just for our international listeners there.
How much is a pony?
50?
That's in the lyrics as well. I thought it was more, is it not?
No, I think pony is a 50.
That one's hard to Google.
What's a pony?
In money.
Or is it five? I can't remember now. Second guessing myself.
It doesn't bring anything up. Why is it taking me to news? Oh God, there's a whole money slang.
Yeah, there's loads of them.
There's more than I thought.
You got a monkey.
An archer.
You got sand.
Sand?
Yeah.
Also, why is an archer 2000? Bag of sand. A grand, obviously. Yeah. I knew a bar. Being a pound. I knew beer tokens, but I didn't realise it was an actual money slang. I thought it was just old men trying to be cute.
I cannot find any lyrics that say we'll cut prices to a score.
Right?
It's all we'll cut prices at a stroke.
That's what I mean. I remember it being score.
I'm YouTubing this shit.
Are we allowed to do that?
Why am I typing YouTubing this shit? Maybe we should search up really obscure Cockney rhyming slang.
I thought we'd already just done that.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's see what we can find as the most obscure. And not money related.
Yeah, I'm sure it was school.
The problem with rhyme and slang is it gives you the proper, you know, the full part, and it's not how they talk.
No, it's not.
So, like...
Like apples and pears, no one really says the full thing.
No, they'll say apples.
Yeah, or pears.
No, they normally say apples.
I've heard some say pears, but my mum is, like, a bit weird with it when she uses it.
What about you?
I'm sure.
What about your plates? What's that?
My mum has told me this.
It's a body part. Any guesses?
No.
Plates of meat.
Feet.
What about a boat? Any ideas?
No idea.
Boat race.
Face.
Oh, jeez. You've got to finish it off, Ben.
No, you don't. That's not how they talk.
That isn't how they talk.
They'd say you've got a right boat on you, haven't you? And look at your plates.
Yeah.
What about a Jimmy?
Oh, I hate this game. It's a piss, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jimmy Riddle.
Yeah.
What about a T? Well, to be fair, every time I've ever heard anyone say
it... No, you wouldn't say T, you'd say
T. They'd say tea leaf, yeah.
You would, yeah.
Thief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got something stuck in my nanny goat.
Your fanny?
Throat.
Oh.
Context is everything, Ben.
But he's not.
I knew Lady Godiva was Fiverr.
I've definitely heard when you're having a bubble. Go on.
Good example of people using the second word instead of the first word. Marvin.
Starving.
Marvin. Marvin.
Yeah, instead of Hank Marvin.
Yeah.
See, instead of a nanny goat, I've got a weasel and stoat.
I've heard neither of them.
No, neither have I.
In a few years, Ben, you'll be able to get your Shawshank Redemption.
And to be fair, another one that like I've heard used as the last word instead of the first word, brown bread. People normally just say bread.
Same with dog and bone, just the bone.
Yeah. What Cockney rhyming slang is the weirdest thing. I want to know more of the history behind it because Mum, when she grew up, lived within the distance of it, within the hearing distance of the bells.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
She'd hear the bells, and a lot of the elder relatives that she'd hang around with were pearly.
So you've always heard mixed signals on it.
I've just never really been asked to look into it, if I'm honest. It's never really been part of my life. Other than Mum throwing the odd saying around here and there.
It dips in and out for me because I do a lot of work in London. But that's about it, really. I do pick up some of the terms.
Was it meant to be like a secret language?
Pretty much. Almost like a regional dialect.
Yeah.
But that's what I've always heard, but I don't know how true it is, whether it's
I've just always known it as like an East London thing of like a secret code that wasn't very secret.
Well, I don't know, when you get talking to sort of the people I've worked with and they start using it a lot more around you, you start picking it up as well.
Oh, yeah. Every time, like, I am a personality, sayings, everything kind of sponge. Like, any time I ever said, oh, you've got the nicest, you've got a really great personality, I'm like, thanks, it's yours. Like, I've just absorbed it without even really meaning to.
Again, that's not, you know, we're social animals, that's what we do.
I'd definitely be one of those people that would live in a different country for, like, a year and come back with a different accent.
Get the, can't remember what it's called, the Indian savers thing.
What's that?
You'll go to India and you'll be saved. Oh, what is it? It's a syndrome or something. Not sandstone. Fuck off, Google.
In fact, I know it to be true because growing up with Irish family and not being even remotely born in Ireland, or like, and having had visited Ireland like once or twice, there are still some things I say that have a bit of a flair to them. And like, my dad can't say pharmacy without saying pharmacy, and he did not grow up in Ireland. It was just being raised by an Irish nan to the point of like friends coming around and not knowing what she was saying.
So it's known as India syndrome. The condition is more of a psychosis that hits people from developed European or Western countries. They visit India in search of spirituality, and it's so impressed by the culture of existentialism. It made some people go absolutely mad as well.
Wasn't there something similar in terms... No, the thing I'm thinking of is just fucking hating Paris.
Oh yeah, that's the Paris syndrome.
Yeah.
Where you've seen so many films about Paris and you think it's so romantic and beautiful, and you get there and it's just shit hole.
Well, I think I went to Paris with very low expectations and then came out still fucking hating it. I cannot stand Paris. I do not like it. I will never go back there. If I go back there, it will be under sufferance. It will be for like an event I can't get out of because I hate it there.
It just reminds me of London.
Shit.
Yeah,
there London, was a guy when you could access the underneath of the Eiffel Tower, which you can't anymore, to the best of my understanding. This guy would eat his lunch under the Eiffel Tower every single day because it was the only place in Paris that he couldn't see it. Because he just fucking hated it. Oh, I can't stand London. Someone tried to like rob my friend, so we were on the metro. And a girl came up and asked her for directions. And being, like, a little rough around the edges, my mate was like, do I fucking look French to you? I was, like, giving this guy, this woman aggro, while her partner, this guy, was, like, crawling between my friend's legs trying to snatch her bag off of her waist. Oh, and she, like, just yeeted him off the train. It was horrific. And that was within, like, that was getting on at the first stop on the metro.
I feel that's the same in any country if you look like a tourist.
I don't know. It's just the metro is just crime.
To be fair, when I went to my girlfriend's home country, even though I was with her and she looks very much like she's from there, I was obviously with her. The amount of people I had coming up and going, do you want some Coke? Do you want some Coke? I'd say I got harassed pretty much most of the time I was in the capital.
That doesn't sound like harassment to me. That sounds like a business opportunity, Aaron.
Did I miss out?
Who knows? Sometimes it's heroin, sometimes it's ketamine.
but it'll never be Coke.
I don't know why I'd go to a Backstreet dealer when they just sell it in the shops.
I had an experience before where we were just given a bag, an empty bag, in a bag with another bag.
Was it done so the bags obscure the view of what you think might?
Yeah, they just slap it in your hand and they're just like, "Yep, there you go, mate." And then you turn around, wander off, and then you look at it because you're in broad daylight and you're like, "Oh, this is fun."
We were in like in our local pub, and there were some like it's definitely one of those pubs where during the week you get people that are down from like wherever over the country to do like building work or whatever, and they've just wandered upon the pub and been nuisances like all night.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, I can't even remember who was with on this.
I think you're with me.
Maybe. It feels like it was ages and ages ago. But we were just sitting there trying to ignore these folks. And they just wouldn't shut the fuck up. And they were like, "You got any numbers?" We were like, "Firstly, no. Secondly, it's a Tuesday at 6 p.m. Shut up." And like some kind of magical narcotics fairy, some absolute mentalist came off the street into the back gate of this pub and was like, "Oh, 70 quid and I'll sort you out," like proper in his face. And he was like, all right. He went to the cash point, came back. This guy gave him like a folded up bit of paper and that's literally all it was. They literally sold him a fucking Argos receipt. It was great. Nothing in it.
You've got to respect the hustle.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh. And this guy was kicking off for the next, like, half an hour about how he'd been robbed and how his missus was going to kill him. Oh, it was a beautiful sight.
She asked for a takeaway. See, she was going to kick off.
So, I sent a link earlier in the chat. I wasn't sure if you wanted to take this one, Aaron.
You sent a link earlier in the chat. Let's have a quick peeky-boo.
Oh, it's just loading up Reddit.
Oh, is it the Reddit one?
Okay. Oh, I have one of these that I don't understand about men.
Yeah, so generally, what is something that women will never understand about men?
How you can just do something with no plan.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? That drives my new missus absolutely crazy.
Honestly, like
You driving away again?
No, I'm still here. The most recent one was definitely a food shop. She was like, "We need to do a food shop." I was like, "Ain't done one of those in quite some time." And yeah, that was a whole thing. But
about the men having no plan thing, just quickly though, like me and my other half got invited to a board game night recently. And they were just like, "Oh, come over, we'll have some food and play games." And my head immediately went to, okay, what food do we need to bring? Are we bringing wine? Is it that kind of night? Do we need to bring games or will you provide the games? He was just like, okay. Didn't even ask what time we had to be there. I fucking hate it so much.
But why do you need to know?
Because what if there was an unspoken assumption that we would bring a game and they didn't have enough board gameage for the evening? Or like, what if there was an onus on us to bring some food? Were we getting takeaway? Did we need to have like, was it just going to be nibbles? Did we need to have actual dinner before we got there?
Why would it hurt you not to know these things?
Because what if you get there after like a whole day of work and there's like hummus and dip, like hummus and like carrot sticks and shit, just like little nibbly bits. Would that make you happy?
Well, you just do what I turn around and do when we go to our other friend's regular barbecue place. Yeah. And I just order a Just Eat takeaway.
for yourself and no one else.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck them. If they're not willing to provide me with substantial sustenance, then...
But I need to know so I can factor in a takeaway into, like, my budget.
But why does it have to be... Is it that, are you that hard up that you have to budget everything?
No, I just like to know what I'm doing of an evening.
Men don't care.
Not even no, what time to
just,
show up.
Just need to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Assume 7. You'll get there roughly. I used to love it. I used to love just... I'd just call someone up. This is years ago. Call someone up. You free? Yeah. All right, I'm going to do something. See you in an hour.
Yeah, but Ben, this is a life quandary, not I'm 20 and reckless, okay? Now, I need a settled plan.
We're reflecting on our wonder years.
I have to say, you know, as long as I'm free, I would still be up for just doing anything.
Ben, what did I say? What did I say is sad? Was it Saturday?
What, when you called me up?
Yeah.
What, when I was in Asda?
No, it was when you were on... No, it was... were you in Asda?
I was in Asda doing a food shop.
Oh, fuck's sake. I thought you were at home with one of your boys.
No, I had all the kids with me in the shop. And then he called me up and was like, how's it going? I'm like, yeah, it's great.
You just call people. That stresses me out.
Why?
Phone call. I don't know. Like, I've kind of acclimatized with Aaron. Because he does it so frequently and it's not so bad. But, like, seeing my phone ring... Oh.
Messaging gives me anxiety. I hate messaging.
Getting a phone call gives me the same vibes of calling a meeting when it could have been a fucking email.
Nah, because I'll tell you what, how many times have we had a misunderstanding or a disagreement because emotion doesn't carry well over text?
When you say we, do you mean...
You're not talking about me, because none of you ever fucking text me.
He ain't talking about me either.
Fuck you. You.
It's not me having the misunderstandings unless you're making fun of my dead pet.
See, Ben, there we go. That's why
Here's the other thing. If you was having a phone call with someone, you could have asked all of the important questions you wanted to know straight off the bat. Yeah. Do I bring food? Or food provided?
I did the phone call, though. He didn't give a shite.
Yeah, but, you know, that's where a phone call would be better than a text. Because you can ask
I get that. You can find out
all the important information quickly. You haven't got to wait.
But the preliminary, like, planning was over text. Like, hey, want to hang out?
Yeah, because the other problem is I've found that if you give people too much information, they're going to base their opinion based on the information you've given them.
Yeah, but this is the person I liked.
They're going to be like, oh, I don't want to eat their food, so I'm not going to come.
To be fair, we had sausages and polenta, and it was lovely.
Doesn't always work like that. And plus, sometimes you don't know. The night can lead anywhere.
Well, the original plan was to go to a jazz club and eat vegan food, but that kind of exploded when the jazz club stopped jazz clubbing. And so we just played the fucking... Stardew Valley board game, which has a lot of moving parts.
See, I'm not for that. I don't want to go and play a very complicated board game.
It was great fun.
I want to play one where you find out horrible truths about people.
Ben, do you want to play Truth or Dare?
Not on here, I don't.
But in general, that is what you're alluding to.
Yep, or Have I Never... is a drinking game, because I always get wrecked.
It's because the older you get, man.
Like... I've done a lot of things. And then sometimes you find out real, real crazy information about people, and you're like, that's very weird.
Is anything really in the realms of weird anymore?
Yeah.
Or does it not just go under the category of different strokes for different folks?
No. I've heard some fucked up shit playing I have never, ever, whatever the fuck it is. Can't talk anymore.
But it's finding out about those different traits from people that you would not expect those traits to come from.
Are you running away again?
You are driving away.
I'm right goddamn here.
So there's another board game that I saw today, actually, that I want to buy. It's called Hot Takes. It's the party game of spicy opinions. And then they've just put three cards along. So one of them is you can do anal but still be a virgin.
True.
Wait. Never mind. I retract my interest in that question.
The next one is you should delete your ex's nudes from your phone.
I don't have my ex's nudes on my phone. They're on the cloud. No, I don't keep that shit. New phone, new start.
What, for every new relationship?
No, just like they go with the phone.
Yeah, Katie does this ceremonious, the lobbing of the phone every time she gets a new relationship.
No, I just get a new haircut, mate.
Wow.
Some people get tattoos, I just get a fringe. Or grow out a fringe, depending on where I am.
I was about to say, you've had a lot of fringes.
Yeah.
There's another one. Monogamy is unnatural.
It's archaic.
It's fair. But can you see how that could cause a lot of problems?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I want that game, because I love winding people up.
You do.
I mean, it would be very difficult to play it with the communal friends, because I'm sure a lot of those words he would not understand.
What?
You said words, but I didn't hear them.
I heard nothing.
Yeah. What about now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, no, I heard you. It just made no sense.
Yeah.
I said you can't play it with our communal friends, because a lot of those big words on those cards he would not understand.
Oh, okay. So you're insinuating our friends are idiots.
I was trying to work out which friend you were calling an idiot, if I'm honest.
I mean, the one me and Ben are quite close with, who's probably going to be listening to this
podcast. Yep.
You mean. You're mean.
Yeah, well, it's the only time that he actually calls me up and he goes, "Oi."
Oh, so you're doing it for attention.
Aww.
I'm doing it so I get the phone call.
Are you being gagged? Is she pulling you away slowly from the mic?
He's surprisingly smart. Don't be mean. That was a mean comment in itself.
I've got a video of him attempting to tie up his shoelaces that lasted for a good 4 minutes.
I think he was drunk.
Have you seen him try to tie his shoes when he's sober?
I have the glorious Monday night flat warming video that I regret not playing at your wedding.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm going to cook you dinner and you're going to take the piss and put a spaghetti on my toilet.
I still need Sherlock Holmes to come and tell me who did that, who disrespected my house.
I wish I knew, because it was not me.
Here's one from that Reddit one, which is kind of similar to what you said, Katie, and what my wife always bugs me about. You can hang out with your buddy all day and not ask any questions about their personal life.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I get it all the time. So they're like, "Oh, so how are they doing? What's all this about?" I'm like, I don't ask. You're not slightly interested? Mm-hmm. No.
Some people I'll like ask them how they're doing and like how they are like mentally, how everything's ticking over. But like none of this, like, I don't know. I don't really think people want to talk about themselves that much.
I think I've gone to the extreme of with one of my certain friends, we may have said 4 or 5 sentences to each other whilst being in each other's company for a good 3 to 4 hours.
But
Fair enough, we were playing games quite a bit.
Me and Joe Ott, to be fair, he won't care if I mention his name on here. Me and my mate Liam, I will literally ring him and no one will say a word for 2 hours at a time, because that's how long it takes for Samsung to cut a call. Like, you can only be on the phone for 2 hours and Samsung will just drop the call. So, like, I'll ring him, be like, "You're right, yeah, you, yeah." and then we'll just sit there in silence, respectively, like reading a book or playing a game or something. And then the phone will cut out and one of us will ring each other back and then continue to say nothing.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's like hanging out in a room with someone without actually being there. You just know that you can be like...
That is such post-COVID.
Yeah.
Do you remember when house party was a thing? We all just sit online together and not even talk to each other.
Oh, it was awful. But the thing is, we've been doing this like since pre-COVID because COVID did not affect this human one bit. Like same activities. Didn't really do anything then, doesn't really do anything now. But like sometimes we'll play like golf with friends or something, but a lot of the time we'll just exist on the phone and say nothing. Saves leaving the house, doesn't it? I am really deep into this Reddit thread.
We'll go and read one out.
Oh, they're all just about erections, man.
Wow. I'm not getting any erection ones at all.
I'm at like the fifth one that's like random erections in random situations out of nowhere for no reason. Some of them are very generic, like I don't mind buying you your own fries, I ask because I actually want to eat all the ones I ordered.
Yeah. But if I ask if you're hungry and you say no, and then you go to eat half my dinner, I will be pissed.
When I say no to Liam, he gets a share box of cheese dippers. He's perfectly capable of eating them all, but knows that he doesn't need to, and I'll steal two, and only two.
Most of the time when I'm at work, when I get introduced to a customer or something like that, I'll completely forget their name, so I'll just call them Bud or Sir or Madam.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah, just to fill in the gap, blank.
On big sites, there might be like 200 people around you. I'm not going to remember everyone's name.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's not a normal... and it's not a name I've heard before. Like Turkif.
Or, hello, Turkif, if you're listening. Oh,
or Ion.
As in the mass?
Yeah, his name is Ion. Like Ian, but instead of an A, it's an O.
Ian, that's scientific.
We've got one we call Dracula. I still don't know his name.
Oh, I'll give it
to you. Oh, he's running away again.
I'm still down here.
Doesn't sound like it.
What the hell's so goddamn funny?
It sounds like you're fighting a sheet.
I'm not fighting anything. I'm going to say a big shout out to Chris, who's our listener for this week. Or do I normally do that at the end?
You normally do this at the start.
Ah, oh, damn it. I'm so behind. I really do apologise, Chris.
He's had 2 months to prepare.
I forgot to do a shout out. Chris, I am so sorry, my friend.
Speaking of Chris, I found a comment on this thread that kind of is something I've done. It's back in my first year of high school. I didn't find out one of my friend's names until after about 3 months of meeting him. We didn't share any classes, just hung out during lunch. And it reminds me, I had a friend who we just called Twat because when we first met him, we were in a field with an electric fence and he wanted to see what it would feel like to put his balls on the electric fence, so he just did. So we called him Twat for like years and I never knew his real name. A couple of years in, I just started calling him Chris because I thought his name was Chris. And I called him Chris for like a lot more years, like maybe 3 more years. His name's Josh.
Yeah.
And he just never corrected me. Huh?
I've heard that story before and I don't know why.
Because I've told it before.
But I feel like the guy was there when you told me. Or maybe you were just telling me about it.
Yeah. I just, like, 5 solid years I was calling him either a nickname or the wrong name and just nothing was ever said. I wonder how he's doing.
I've started getting to the erections now.
Yeah, there's a lot of erection comments. Oh, it's well up.
It's very warm. I thought there was going to be a lot more gold on this Reddit thread, but...
Yeah, I suppose the big one that is true is when a woman asks what you're thinking about and you reply with nothing. We're not being evasive. There's just literally nothing going on up here. We're just...
Or it's literally...
It is lift music or the little monkey bashing away at the cymbals.
Sometimes it's so vague that I can't put it into words.
Yeah.
I'm recently I've been thinking about how to build something and I keep envisioning wood joints in my brain. No one wants to hear I've been sat here for half an hour trying to figure out how to join two pieces of wood together.
In a weird way. Yeah, I get what you mean, definitely. I had a weird dream I think it was last month. Something like that. A bit embarrassing to actually admit afterwards as well, but I had a dream that I bought a toy ride-on car for my child, who doesn't exist, that turned out to be a time machine. And I kept on playing around with the toy car time machine and ended up getting lost in time. But I then woke up from the dream, and to try and make sure I remembered the dream, I started Googling whether there was actually time-travelling toy cars. Didn't come up with anything.
Was there any?
Sounds like you should write a child's book.
I mean... Nah. I've always had problems with spacing and paragraphing, so... So yeah, there we go. There's, I think we could pretty much call this one a wrap. Wrap.
Yeah, I'm coming up empty on the Reddit.
Yeah.
Okay. Time of death of this podcast is 21:53. All participants in attendance say aye.
Aye.
There we go. Thank you very much for joining us for another episode of our Quarter Life Quandary. I've been Aaron with Katie.
Hello.
Ahoy, hoy.
Damn it, that's the beginning. That's the goddamn opener, Ben.
Oh, no. I fucked it all up.
It's toodle pip.
Oh. Au revoir. Oh, God. Al wiedersehen. Ciao.
Tschüss.
Botard.
Toodaloo.
End.
Keep this in.
You can find all of our socials on your social media platforms, and
just Google us. Just Quarter Life Quandary.
We're not even at the top anymore.
We're not even at the top of our own fucking Google search. Oh my god! This is what happens when we take a 2-month hiatus,
or just when we're shit. To be fair.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, Ben. Have you corrected it since we were Guitar Life Quandary?
Yes, I did.
Jesus.
We should have kept it. We had guitar people listening to us.
Oh, we definitely had a corner of the market there.
I think the biggest problem was no one knows what a quandary is.
Yeah,
I still don't know what it is.
We tried too hard on the name.
It's, you know, I like our funky logo.
Because when you type it into Google, we're not
even close to the top, man.
It says, "Did you mean this?" Quarter Life Crisis.
I mean, I typed in Quarter Life Quandary Podcast straight away, but what if we do popular psychology, a Quarter Life Crisis? Is a crisis involving anxiety over the direction.
Apple Podcast came up pretty quick.
So it is there, but you have to type podcast.
Mm. No, I just searched Quarter Life Quandary and Apple.
Apple Podcast came up pretty good.
Even Quandary Podcast. So, you know. Do you know what the other thing? Because I still haven't finished this. that was really bugging me the other day. Do you know how, like, I was like, oh, well, you know, we're out of our quarter life quandary. Well, no, we're getting into our quarter life quandary because most people tend to think they're going to live to 100.
Mm.
If we only live till 60, this is our midlife crisis.
True.
This is our midlife quandary.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty much. They think quarter life is 20. Also, some goddamn hiker has taken our website.
What?
So, guys, do not go on to quarter-lifequandary.com.
Why?
Because there's some lady who's backpacking around all the national parks. She hasn't even fully made the goddamn website.
Ours is, you made it sound more sinister, I'm not going to lie.
You made it sound really sinister. Ours is quarterlifequandary.co.uk.
Yeah, we've got the old, the UK part of the...
I could have got the .com, but I just thought, it's a lot cheaper with UK. Plus, you got to represent.
Hmm.
And it was a birthday gift to myself.
Aww.
Do you know what? I might actually, it's my birthday coming up in a couple of weeks. I might look about getting a custom printed t-shirt for myself.
Well, do you know what? If you can actually do a design, and we'll put it up, you can do this, Aaron. You can do a t-shirt.
Oh, I don't know about this. Don't go putting pressure on me, Ben.
Come on, you can get them auto print companies.
Oh, yeah,
what are we going to be doing a thing?
I do not know yet. It'll probably be the weekend of my birthday.
Are we meant to be doing a thing?
Me and Ben are not here.
You and Ben are not here. Okay.
Is this the week beginning the 15th?
It's the 21st of August.
Yeah, I'm not there. Bro, I'm in Yarmouth, bro.
Oh,
that's something else I've done recently. Which feels a bit late saying it at the end, but I made a 2P machine.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Like a full functioning one. And it was for my wife's birthday.
It was for what?
Cool. Oh, what did you fill up the prizes with?
Oh, it wasn't big enough to do prize. I literally started with a box and everything just gets smaller and smaller.
Okay, fair. Yeah, okay, that's pretty cool. I'm thinking maybe a hat would be easier rather than a t-shirt.
You're going to do like a baseball cap? What happens when people ask you about it?
I'd just be like, Google us, go for the top search result.
See, I was thinking this the other day. I was thinking, do we tell people what we do? Because some people have already clocked.
If we're going to tell people, we need to actually have some structure.
Yeah.
I think.
Because do you know what the biggest problem we have right now? What we're doing is what everyone else was doing 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting has moved. It's now video podcasting.
Oh my God, should we do that?
We can do that if you want, but I mean, you guys are actually going to have to be able to get behind a camera.
Yeah, I'm not photogenic in the slightest bit. Ben, that means you're going to have to get out a green screen because, you know, we need to be in different places each week. It's going to be amazing. Oh, our first one, we can go to the moon. Katie, we're going to the moon.
Secondly, do you know how long it takes to edit video?
I'll give it a crack.
Yeah?
I could try one.
Okay.
If I get the hang of it.
I'm happy to do this. So next one we do video and see how it goes.
Do you know what?
Everyone's arsehole's just tightened.
Yeah.
You know we're still recording, right?
No, mine's well loose.
Oh, our friend that's listening, he's just going to be... Yeah, he's going to be rolling like pig in shit.
I would say...
You're aware we're still recording, right?
Yeah, we haven't said anything wrong.
Okay.
I would say, because it's like the 24th episode we've done, which isn't bad, we're actually getting quite good at not fucking this up. There's only been, like, recently on the edits, it's taken me half the amount of time. Because we're quite concise, we're quite good on the letting other people speak. You know, there's not been that many fuck-ups, really. There is some long pauses, but that's it, really.
That's going to happen when you're trying to be organically funny while knowing you have to be.
Yeah.
I think I found my thing as well per podcast.
Another one.
Yeah, but I think I can actually run with this one and I can keep it fluent because it's so easy to remember.
What, like making up people's names and giving them a shout out?
That's my other thing, okay? So today, Ben, this is the 24th podcast, you say.
Hi.
Yeah.
So let's have some facts about the number 24.
Bye.
I hate this so much.
Bye, I'm done. This isn't fucking Sesame Street.
Oh, come on. Let's start with some pretty easy ones.
No. All right.
Staying awake for 24 hours straight makes your reaction levels are as if the same as if your blood alcohol is 0.1%.
I immediately hate this.
24 is the atomic number for the chemical chromium. 24 is the number of carats is in 100% pure gold.
It was an alright TV show too.
Whole time I was thinking of actual carats. I was thinking 24 carats in actual, and you said gold, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, just smash them all together and makes gold then.
No, I thought you were going to say there was 24 carats in a rabbit or something. I don't know. Something interesting.
The average person takes 12 seconds to count to 24.
These are the worst facts ever.
They're really bad.
Oh, let's have a quick look. In the Christian Bible, the number 24 is used a total of 20 times. And funnily enough, the number 600 is used 24 times.
There are 24 letters in the Greek alphabet.
There you go.
I need to hear, like, the max dildos in someone's ass is 24. That's what I need.
Let's have a look. Ralph Lauren was in the army until he was 24 years old.
Who gives a fuck about him?
The assignment, Aaron.
Oh, fuck it. There's no way I could pronounce that. Do you know what a 24-sided shape is called?
Hexa. No.
Ten.
I mean, that's ten. Six.
Dexa.
It is an icosahedron. Icosicatria? Fuck knows, it's a complicated word.
These facts suck.
You literally went on the first website.
Portugal is the 24th best country in the entire world, according to a global poll. Switzerland top on the list.
I hate this.
So, guess what, guys? Join us next time for Court Life Quandary, where we're going to be doing the number. Do you want to take a guess what it is, Katie?
7.
25.
I hate you.
The number A. Do, 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 do,
do. I've been recklessly eating Pringles this whole time.
Have you done a whole can yet?
Nearly.
Did you know in Italy they do a 3-foot can? Of Pringles.
No. But did you know I was going to save these for the festival in a couple of weeks' time and did not do that?
You can't save Pringles.
No. It's not possible.
You have to, like, hide them from yourself.
I thought I had, but I found them.
But you peeled the lid and thought, I'll have two. And their slogan is...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm going to draw you back here, but... You guys are going to have your minds blown by the number 25 next time.
Oh no, I hope no one gives me a spoiler.
Nope, you have to tune in next time.
Darn.
I'm trying to look for a better fact about the number 24, but they're all dog shit.
They don't exist.
And that's it.
Oh, I don't know, what is the most interesting number?
One.
Yes, I'm talking loud as I'm Googling. Most interesting numbers.
Oh, I'm going to have to cut this. I'm serious, I'm just going to have to, we're going to have to cut it.
Okay, bye.
I'll be the same.